أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يود أحدهم لو يعمر ألف سنة وما هو بمزحزحه من العذاب أن يعمر والله بصير بما يعملون. This ayat that we are reading, Allah Ta'ala says that you will find the Jews that they are the most desirous of living a long life, more than even the mushriks. The mushriks, non-believers, don't believe in the akhirat, but still they, more than them, the Jews, where you will find them, that they are desirous of having a very long life. Yeah, further, the end of the ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. چاہتا ہے ایک ان میں کہ عمر پاوے ہزار برس. Each one of them you will find that they wish to have a lifespan of 1,000 years. In other words, a very, very long life. And till today there are reports where if they have an illness, a sickness which is not curable at the moment, they request that their bodies be frozen up until such time that a remedy be found, then that remedy be given to them. In other words, they are so much desirous of this dunya's life. Then we have to take a lesson. Are we also not the same? Commonly we find that if we give du'as to one another, the most common du'a it seems, may Allah give you a long life. So we also just want long lives. And just a long life like that is very dangerous also. Because if a person lives a long life, old age, and old age comes with all its baggage. A person cannot control his urine, his stool, a person is bedridden, etc. So what is the use of a long life when a person is a burden to himself and a burden to others? He can't make his ibadat also. He's not fit for any ibadat. He can't even go to the masjid. He can't make namaz in his own bed also. So just a long life on its own is not at all desirous. And that is a quality of the Jews who want a long, long life. And no matter what happens, they just want a long life. A long life with afiyat, with goodness, that is all right. And more, actually what it should be, a long life in the obedience of Allah, making Allah's ibadat, and more than that, serving the deen of Allah, serving the Muslims and humanity, doing good work. Then a good life, a long life is good when it is used for that. Also, a long life, if we make tawbah, istighfar, we change our life. Allah is giving us a chance still, and we change our life. But if we are carrying on, and like with the Jews, Allah Ta'ala says that they are those people with their long life, then more they are living, the more they are committing gunas. They are more disobeying Allah Ta'ala. So if we have a long life, more in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. And our day by day that comes, and it doesn't help us to turn to Allah, to be obedient to Allah. But we are carrying on with our wrong lives. Like for example, this Western way of life that has overtaken us, modern way of life, that culture, their sports is so much predominant in our lives also. Today we can be grandfathers and great-grandfathers, but their sports, kuffar sports, is such an important thing in our lives. We can't stay away from the commentary, from the scores or anything. So what is the use of such a life? Their whole lifestyle, whatever we do, our houses, we are also planned, and we live also according to their way. We are far from the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, Allah forgive us. Any person who tries to live according to the sunnah, we scorn and deride that person. We speak low and we speak in a negative form about that person. That he be, and we in fact say he belongs to the camel age. In other words, that is a thing which is negative, which is minus, whereas the most honorable thing is to live the life of the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these Jews, they want this long life, and if we have life, it should be something that turns us to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Like one student who explained that he was living a life far from deen, very, very much against deen. He explains on one day when he was dressed with all his jeans and all the wrong things in a foreign modern country, city, and he was driving and he was rushing to go and play a soccer match. And on the way, it was raining and his vehicle skidded. And he had little bit of brain damage also. But after that he went for Umrah, and then he realized, and now he has completely changed his life. A young person. So if life is that we change our lives, and why wait for something like that to happen in our lives, then we change our lives. When Allah has given us time, without such incidents in our life, we should change our life. Also one person who was also living a life far from deen, doing all the wrong things, a hafiz of Quran, whereas he was returning home one day, he was riddled with bullets, and he's paralyzed from his waist downwards. Now he realizes that now he's turning to Allah. So must we wait for such a thing to happen in our lives, and then we want to change our lives? We should take a lesson, whatever moment we have got, we change our lives and come towards Allah. And each one of us must think of our gunas and be sincere to ourselves and to Allah. If we can't be sincere to anyone else, but at least to ourselves, and realize our gunas and change our lives, then the life is worth living. And Allah Ta'ala says, and this long life also, وَمَا هُوَ بِمُزَحْزِحِهِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ أَن يُعَمَّرْ. اور نہیں اس کو بچانے والا عذاب سے اس قدر جینا. And even living such a long life of 1,000 years, and it's in the disobedience of Allah, it's not going to save us from the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. So just a long life. And today there is a big hue and cry of saving lives, that nobody must die, all must just live. But if it's in the disobedience of Allah, what is the use of one moment of such a life also? And if it is, we die in the obedience of Allah, that death is better than 1,000,000 lives which are in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala, let us understand this, and remember also Allah says, وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ. Or Allah dekhta hai jo kuch wo karte hai. And Allah is ever watchful of whatever they are doing. We can bluff the people with our outside clothes of sunnat, beard, topi, amama, everything, with our big titles of Maulana and Tablighi and Sufi, but we can't bluff Allah Ta'ala. Allah knows everything of what is inside us. So we should turn to Allah in sincerity and just not be desirous of this long life, but to make our lives, to change our lives, to live in the obedience of Allah. Then that every moment is very, very precious and very envious. But if it is in the disobedience of Allah, just living, even if we are living it up, so to say, in this dunya, and we are living according to the times, and we are the envy of the people of this dunya, that is completely useless and no benefit whatsoever. Allah guide us all to righteousness. Let us appreciate this great ni'mat of life and understand our deen correctly, and that our final and real abode is maut, is akhirat, and we don't know which moment it can come. So Allah give us tawfiq to make tawbah, istighfar, turn to Allah Ta'ala and beg of His favors, and live a life according to His commandments and how He wants us to live.